Welcome back to another edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and we've had a busy week here in Milton. Excellent Educators Day, sponsored by Achilles Mazda on Thursday, was a big hit. There were also a bunch of police stories that popped up throughout the week as well. Now I'm joined by Regional Counselor Colin Best. And Colin, maybe the biggest story of the week this week is that Halton is moving back to the red zone on Tuesday.
Glad to see the provinces just announced that Halton will be going to the red zone. This will all be updated on the homepage of the region if anyone's interested at halton.ca and gradually reopening the province. But again, just a warning from the medical officer of health is to wear a mask, get vaccinated as soon as you're eligible, and just be careful because we're trying to get out of this without having a third wave. So I'm looking forward to the next steps and hopefully we can get these numbers down because they would gradually be coming down over the last week in Halton. So it's like some good news story there.
And Colin, let's keep looking at the future, but instead of this Tuesday, we're looking at 2051. The town of Milton's council on Monday spoke about the We Make Milton official plan, which will sort of form the next 20 to 30 years of Milton's future. What are your thoughts on that?
Now, this is in conjunction with the region's official plan. We're basically updating to meet to conform with the provincial policy statements. The province has told Halton and Milton that they expect over a million people to be living in this region by 2051, and we have to conform with their policies and work out exactly where this growth should be, what type of growth. And that's the real debate that's going to be at Regional Council. We were presented at a workshop on last Wednesday for the four different concepts. You know, we're going to be narrowing those down over the next 3 to 6 months. We do have motions from the town of Halton Hills, and I just spoke with some other councillors this morning that are going to be making amendments to basically extend the consultation process due to COVID and coming up with the preferred option, which will be coming back hopefully sometime in the summer.
Now, Colin, you are a lifelong Miltonian. I know your father was the mayor of Milton a long time ago, it seems, now that Milton Mayor Gordon Kranz has been around for about 40 years now. Since you're a lifelong Miltonian and we're talking about the future of Milton, I was kind of wondering what you would want to see out of Milton in the next 20 to 30 years.
Well, what I'm looking for, we've already planned out the next 10 years in our current official plan. It's basically from 2031 to 2051. What I'm looking for is a balanced community that, basically where people can live, work, and retire in the same community and not be forced out either for employment or for retirement, because that's part of the problem that has been over the last 20 years. And looking with the education village, with new employment areas, and also a mix of housing to be built not only in the current urban area, but around the edges. And it's basically trying to find a happy medium between preserving our rural way of life and preserving the natural heritage areas and agricultural sector, as well as providing accommodation for new residents.
All right, let's shift gears to next Wednesday when the region will meet for its council meeting. I know that you forwarded something to me that I didn't realize was going to be a thing, and that's the fact that Milton's water is going to be quite a big topic at Wednesday's council meeting.
Yes, staff have got a report, and I've posted on social media. State regional staff are looking at the intensification of the current urban area, the area bounded by Steeles, Bronte, Dairy and Thompson, as well as the Milton Heights area served by well water from the Kelso Wells. What regional staff are saying that we either need to expand that well system, reduce the area covered by wells, or convert everything over to lake water. And I'm looking for people's opinions on this because it is something that I know some residents are quite concerned about. They prefer to have the well water over the lake water. But it is a challenging time as the region is looking at to keep it both environmentally and cost effective.
Now, I remember about 2 years ago when we had an issue with the pipes in downtown Milton, And that affected a large portion of Milton and the water supply to the point where we had a boil water advisory on for a couple days, I believe an entire weekend at one point. And I remember speaking with a lot of people on the wells, and they were saying how happy they were that they were on the well system and not the town's water pipe system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what staff will be looking at from the engineering point, that you have the two systems and there is emergency backups. And that was all, unfortunately, due to a construction situation. So for 3 days. But again, that could happen anywhere, no matter what the supply is. The main thing we're looking at is to do what we want to do in terms of intensification and also improving our downtown and commercial areas, is we need to get a more definite water supply, because unfortunately the numbers just don't work with the current system. So we have to work out, you know, whether we expand the well system, which could be a possibility with the quarry use of switching over to conservation areas and retaining the water in those quarries, or reducing the area covers. We've already got the triangle between Maine, Thompson, and Nipissing is now on lake water for new growth. But it's a question of existing growth in areas such as the old part of town, Dorset Park, Kimberley, and Bronte Meadows. So I'm looking for people's opinion and looking for a discussion throughout the year.
And Colin, this will be the last question that I have for you before I let you go. I know that the town of Milton and the region of Halton are expecting to grow by such a large amount over the next 20 to 30 years. And with a lot of the areas on the outskirts of town relying on these well systems, does it just make more sense for these areas to just move over to the town and the region's water pipe system so that, you know, they're all in the same system?
Well, that's what regional staff are looking at, and in the cost point of view, and that's what we're doing right now with the wastewater system. The current plant on Fulton Street is going to be closed down later this year, and all the sewage or wastewater is being pumped down to Mid-Halton plant, which is going to make things easier for the 16 Mile Creek. In terms of wells, it's, you know, a number of the considerations to look at. And this is something that we'll be seeing a lot more detail coming from staff. This is just the report saying we, you know, can give us authorization to go ahead, and we'll report back, and requesting to have some public meetings on this so everybody understands where they're going, because I know some people are quite possessive about the well water.
Perfect. I'll let you go then. Thank you so much for doing this, Colin.
Okay. Thanks, Cameron. Have a great weekend.
All right, that is Regional Counselor for Ward 1 here in Milton, Colin Best. Next week we'll be looking to grab his sort of tag team partner in the counseling world, and Christina Tesser-Dirksen, who's the town counselor for Ward 1. But until then, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.